Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA. Today is Tuesday, October 12th, and this is MEC Communications Committee Vice Chairperson Mary Garten reporting. The Fall Quarter United Master Executive Council regular meeting will take place in Chicago Tuesday, October 19th through Friday, October 22nd at the Hyatt Rosemont. Your local council president, joined by the 13 other presidents from around our system, will address the business of our union and the issues that are important to you. At the upcoming MEC meeting, reports will be given by the United AFA MEC officers along with a meeting of the officers of the new United Airlines at the invitation of AFA. Michael Bonds, Executive Vice President, Human Resources and Labor Relations, as well as Sam Rizzoli, Vice President, In-Flight Services, will be in attendance. Also on the agenda are reports from the Safety, Health, and Security, Government Affairs, Communications, and Benefits Committees. The Negotiating Committee will make their status report to the MEC, and the local council presidents will elect a member to the Central Schedule Committee and a chairperson for the Communications Committee, as well as take action on agenda items. We encourage members to witness our democratic process by attending the MEC meeting if you are in the Chicago area. Hyatt shuttle buses from O'Hare are complimentary, and free parking is available in the garage next to the Hyatt Rosemont on River Road and Devon Avenue. Most local councils will be conducting local council meetings this week to discuss issues and agenda items to be brought forward at the MEC meeting next week. You are encouraged to attend a meeting at your local council to provide your elected representatives your views on the issues and play an active role in our union. Flight Attendant Scheduling has announced that 30-day AMP for the November 2010 schedule month, October 31st through November 30th, will be offered. Requests for 30-day AMP will be awarded tomorrow, October 14th, 2010, at 8:30 Central Time. If you are interested in taking 30-day AMP for November, please place your request on file through the DSP FAI screen before 8:30 Central Time tomorrow morning, October 14th, 2010. Opportunities for the award of daily AMP may also be available. Keep in mind, if you are awarded 30-day AMP directly touching or immediately adjoining another period of 30-day AMP or single day of AMP without at least one day off in between the periods of AMP, your benefits may be affected. When requesting any time off, we encourage you to fully review all available information and ask questions about anything that is unclear. Should you have additional questions, please contact your local council office. Our 8 and 24 is perhaps the most misunderstood legality in our contract. Part of the reason is that there is a misconception that it is a flight time limitation when it is really a legal rest provision. The misconception is that a flight attendant cannot fly more than 8 hours in a 24-hour period. In fact, this is not true. The 8 and 24 actually states that a flight attendant can fly more than 8 hours in a 24-hour period, provided two conditions are met. First, the flight attendant must receive a 2-for-1 rest, 2 hours free from duty for every 1 hour actual flight time in the preceding duty period before going over 8 hours. Second, the flight attendant must receive at least 16 hours free from duty at the next scheduled point of rest after actually going over 8 hours. Other 8 and 24 points to keep in mind are that it only applies to the domestic operation, but if working from international to domestic, the 8 and 24 does apply. When calculating an 8 and 24 legality, only actual working flight time is applied, not deadheading or credited time, and a rolling 24-hour clock refers to any consecutive 24-hour period. A flight attendant cannot be required to deadhead on a segment originally scheduled to fly just to avoid 8 and 24. One other point worthy of noting is that a two-segment, one-duty period ID may be scheduled up to 8 hours and 30 minutes in a 24-hour period. Finally, if delayed unexpectedly during the course of a duty period, the flight attendant must fly out the duty period as scheduled, even if going over 8 hours, with no 2-for-1 rest. But then a 16-hour rest is necessary at the next layover point. More information regarding this and other legalities can be found on our website. Last week's mediation session continued with management's unfinished explanation of the flexibility contained in their Section 9 proposal. Most of these, quote, flexibilities, end quote, originate from the Continental provisions and that clearly benefit management and not our membership. For example, what management calls, quote, unlimited trip trades with open flying, end quote, actually results in a system where there is no guarantee that a minimum number of trades will be awarded. In their proposal, crew scheduling can continuously adjust the dial to restrict or deny trades. Furthermore, management's proposal does not require all known flying to be placed in lines of flying, reducing the numbers of line holders who could result in more of us being on reserve. Another benefit to management is that once IDs are in open flying, management has the ability to just delete them without any restriction or governance at their whim. In this scenario, the benefits to management are crystal clear, unlimited trades at their discretion. The question is, how has management and crew scheduling treated you in the past, and do you trust them to act in your best interests when the, quote, guarantee, end quote, of unlimited trades rests in their productivity-minded heads? Language that provides for unlimited trades without arbitrary management-controlled strings attached is in the best interests of flight attendants. Placing all known flying into the lines of flying during the bid process protects flight attendant jobs, plain and simple. The next mediation session is scheduled for the week of November 15th. For a full and comprehensive accounting of our negotiations, sign up for the weekly fan newsletter. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling. Remain informed as we stand strong together to do whatever it takes to achieve an industry-leading contract.